Thank you very much, Bruce. So today's Pentecost. I was brought up going to church, not very far away actually, in Old Amersham. And it had many similar traditions to those we have at St. James's. In fact, I used to serve at communion when I was a teenager. I had a real reverence for God, but as I've told you before, I didn't really grasp at that point the whole truth of the gospel, that God loves each one of us as individuals, everybody that he's created, and that we can all have that personal relationship with him. I didn't discover that till later, and neither did I really understand the Holy Spirit at all. It wasn't till I went off to study for the first time that I suddenly actually started to find God for myself. When I went off to uni age 18, I went to church the very first week with lots of good intentions, and then very quickly, as I think a lot of young adults do, I got involved and made lots of friends and started doing lots of activities and didn't really think much about God. And then in the middle of my second year, I went through quite a difficult time personally, and I started searching for God again. And this time it was searching for him myself, not just going to church with my parents. And I really, at that point, came to faith myself, and I learned about the Holy Spirit. And I had a real experience and an encounter with him. Have any of you ever had a really deep experience with God? We've just heard two contrasting passages that talk about the Holy Spirit and how he comes in his power in different ways. In the passage in the Gospel, we see the Holy Spirit coming to bring a deep peace. And then in the Acts passage, we see him coming in signs and wonders, giving Peter authority, giving the disciples a language that they hadn't learned themselves. And then moving forward, we see all the believers starting to be able to exercise those gifts of signs and wonders and healing. It says in Acts 5:12, the apostles performed many signs and wonders. So I've personally experienced the Holy Spirit in both of those ways. I've experienced a deep peace in times when, humanly speaking, I don't think I should have felt peaceful at all. But also, I've experienced inner healing from the Holy Spirit. And also, I've experienced speaking in tongues, in a language that nobody's ever told me they actually understand what I've said. But it's a language in which I can pray to God. And I find particularly helpful when I want to pray and really intercede for someone, and I don't know quite what to say, and I pray in tongues at that time. Before I received the Holy Spirit, I still had faith. I still read my Bible. I think I was still a Christian, but I lacked that added dimension. One analogy that I've heard is that you can liken the Bible to a road map and the Holy Spirit to a tour guide. You can use the map to find your way around, but when you have that tour guide, you have a really great experience. And also, he knows so much more because he wrote the map. He can direct and guide and reveal new things to us. So in our passage in Acts today, we find the disciples in Jerusalem, obediently waiting and praying, just as Jesus has told them. He told them he would send his Holy Spirit, but they had no idea what that was going to look like or feel like. And when the Holy Spirit comes, Peter, with incredible power and authority, is quick to make the connection with that prophecy in the book of Joel. And I love the inclusivity of this passage from Joel. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women. All of us can experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to do amazing things. I think the key for us is inviting the Holy Spirit to be at work in our lives. And this week I was reading in my book of daily readings, you won't be able to see that, but it's a book called Choose Life, and it's 365 daily readings by somebody called Simon Guillebeau. And I want to just read you this passage in here, which I felt was really relevant for us today. Walter Lewis Wilson was an American doctor in the 19th century. A visiting speaker once asked him, "Who is the Holy Spirit to you?" Wilson answered, "One of the persons of the Godhead, teacher, guide, third person of the Trinity." The visitor continued, "You haven't answered my question." Wilson opened up with real candor. "He's nothing to me. I have no contact with him and could get along fine without him." The following year, Wilson heard another speaker who was speaking on a verse in Romans 12, verse 1. This is what that verse says. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices." The speaker said, "Have you noticed that this verse doesn't tell us to whom we should give our bodies? It's not to the Lord Jesus, he had his own body. It's not to the Father, he remains on the throne. Another has come to earth without a body. And God gives you the indescribable honour of presenting your bodies to the Holy Spirit to be his dwelling place on earth." Wilson was struck to the core and rushed home to seek the Lord. He fell on his face and pleaded with the Lord. "My Lord, I have treated you like a servant. When I wanted you, I called for you. Now I give you this body from my head to my feet. I give you my hands, my limbs, my eyes and lips, my brain. You may send this body to Africa or lay it on a bed with cancer. It's your body from this moment on." The next morning, Wilson was working in his office when two women arrived trying to sell him advertising. He immediately led them to Christ. The previous night's surrender had enabled him to access new power from the Holy Spirit. And from that day on, his life entered a new dimension of evangelistic fruitfulness. He went on to pioneer a church plant, a mission organization, and a Bible college. Now, we don't all have the same calling, but what really impacted me when I read that reading was that real sense of surrendering the whole of ourselves to God. I think all of us need to know how much God can do in us and through us. And I think we'd be surprised at what we might do if we started surrendering ourselves more and more to God. And the key thing is to remember, just like the prophet Joel said, that the Holy Spirit works in all of us, no matter how old we are or what sex we are. God loves all people equally, and he wants us all to experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So as we remember the way that the early church experienced the Holy Spirit coming on them in power at that first Pentecost, just at the beginning of the church's life, not long after Jesus had ascended back into heaven, let's ensure that we too keep inviting the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, to work in us and through us in power. So I just wanted to take a few minutes now to give us all a chance to do that together. So what I'd like to do is to invite you to shut your eyes, and if you'd like to open out your hands as an invitation to God. And if you would like to experience the Holy Spirit more deeply in your life, then do echo this prayer as I pray. Father, thank you for your love for me and for the gift of your Holy Spirit. I ask you now to fill me afresh with your Spirit. I give you again my life and all that I am to guide, direct, and use in your service. Amen. And just stay in that place of quiet for a moment to allow yourself to experience his presence. In this quiet place, it's a good time to ask God if there's anything that he would like to say to us right now. We know that God speaks to all of us in different ways, through a thought in our imagination, a specific word or a picture, even a feeling in our skin or on our bodies. Listening to God can take a while to get used to, because we have to learn to tune into his voice and tune out the other things in our lives. So I just thought we'd try now something different. So if you'd like to do this, ask God to remind you of a place. Just go with whatever place pops into your head. When you have that place, ask him why that place, God, and see what he wants to say to you.